The stage is being set for a fight in Massachusetts' highest court over whether a question on raising taxes on the rich can appear on next year's ballot. In a legal brief filed with the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, opponents of the ballot initiative to put a 4% surcharge on annual incomes over $1 million and earmark the additional revenue for transportation and education described the idea as, quote, truly radical. The brief was filed by attorneys representing five people from the state's business community who are challenging the constitutionality of the ballot question. The proposal asking voters to amend the state's constitution is backed by a coalition of labor unions and left-leaning activists. They call it the Fair Share Amendment. Eileen McEnany, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, calls it a bad idea.
The mission of the Mass Taxpayers Foundation is to promote the long-term economic well-being of the Commonwealth. And we feel like this ballot initiative has negative long-term implications for the way we budget, so we challenged whether or not it is valid.
Joining McEnany as plaintiffs in the suit are Christopher Anderson, president of the Massachusetts High Technology Council, Richard Lord, president of Associated Industries of Massachusetts, Christopher Carlazzi, state director of the National Federation of Independent Business, and Daniel O'Connell, president of the Massachusetts Competitive Partnership.
Putting the economic and fiscal concerns aside for a moment, there are three reasons why we think it shouldn't go before voters next year.
The plaintiffs argue the question should be stricken from the ballot because it violates a prohibition on asking voters to decide multiple unrelated topics in a single question. They further argue the ballot initiative process cannot be used to direct how money is spent in the state budget or to set tax rates.
If this ballot initiative is allowed to go forward, then voters will have the power to both to raise revenue and appropriate it, and that's a power that right now resides solely with the legislature. So in our mind, it has huge implications.
Attorney General Maura Healey, whose office certified the question to appear on the ballot, and Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin, who is the state's top election official, are the defendants in the case. The two Democrats have until January 12, 2018 to file their briefs with the court. Raise Up Massachusetts, the coalition behind the ballot measure, has intervened in the case and is also expected to file a brief by January 12. Spokesman Steve Crawford said the ballot initiative was thoroughly vetted by lawyers before the signature gathering efforts started more than 2 years ago.
There's precedent on our side. There's history on our side. We already dedicate funds in the Constitution now through the gas tax. So I'm not a lawyer, but their arguments seem a bit thin to me.
The case is scheduled for oral arguments in front of the justices of the Supreme Judicial Court in Boston on February 5, 2018. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.